Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch bar.
As you know, on the show, I get to pick a track of the week every week. And this week, it was such a thrill to be able to choose a brand new track from Samantha Mumbai. Yes, it's called Cool. And on the line to talk about it now is Samantha herself. Hello, Samantha.
Hello. I'm so honored to be track of the week, by the way. That's amazing.
Well, I'm just so excited about it. How does it feel to be releasing new music?
You know what? I think I've had so much anxiety about it for the longest time. And now that it's actually happening, you know, I love the music. And it's actually really exciting to just be doing it myself.
Yeah.
And yeah, it feels really good. And the response has been lovely so far. So,
well, tell me, I think most people know that you're based in LA now. So tell me a little bit about what your life looks like these days.
Yeah, I mean, not particularly glamorous. I mean, I'm a man first. So, you know, even kind of with this, I think that's why it took a little bit longer too, because literally my daughter's my priority. So, you know, I kind of fit everything else in around her, if I'm being completely honest. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what people's idea of me living in LA is, but I mean, it's fairly normal.
How old is your daughter now?
She's just over 5.5.
5.5. Okay. So she's
going on like 20.
She's a little bit more self-sufficient now, I suppose. I know my son just turned 4 and he's, you know, getting easier all the time.
Oh, it absolutely does, doesn't it? Like each phase is like, oh, okay, this is great. I can do this now. So no, it is. She is very self-sufficient, but yeah, she's a sassy little girl. So she keeps me on my toes.
And I presume then, because she's getting older, you have a little bit more breathing room to do things. Because I know you've been doing gigs the last few years, haven't you?
You know, before this madness of a year, yeah. I mean, I've always done gigs over the years. And I think that was really what spurred on me wanting to do more music. Because every time I was on stage, it'd be like, God, I wish I had something new to do. I almost felt bad. And it just doesn't reflect kind of who I am, I suppose, as a singer or an artist. The music, you know, it's nostalgic for people and for me, you know. I've got great memories with all of those songs, but I just, you know, I felt the need to want to do, you know, just something more that reflects me. So
it's funny though, isn't it, because I don't think your music sounds particularly dated.
I was just having this conversation yesterday, and somebody was asking me about Gotta Tell You, and honestly, that's probably my favorite song. And I really do think it's lasted very well. I do think it kind of still holds up. Some of the others, maybe not so much, but but yeah, you know, no, that one I am. I've always been really proud of that. So
then tell me, how do you even go about, if you decide you want to record some new music and make some new music, how do you start that process?
And that's probably why it's taken me 20 years. It's taken me a while to figure that out. But no, look, things are different now. And I think for a really long time, I was stuck in the old model of what I knew, which was, you know, having to have a huge label behind you, having to have huge budgets behind you, you know, a machine, basically. And the most gorgeous experience of this for me has been doing everything independently. You know, I'm releasing everything under my own label. Obviously, I was always involved with the writing process when I was younger as well, but even more so now. And so being able to just kind of pick and choose and, you know, have the direction. So I'm lucky, you know, I have a great producer that I work with. We have an amazing working relationship and he kind of just gets me, you know. I'll be honest, every session starts with a shot of Jack Honey. That's kind of our thing.
What is Jack Honey? I don't even know what that is.
Jack Daniels honey flavor.
Honey flavored Jack Daniels.
Oh, it's, well, and it's so funny. I never drink it anywhere else, but just in the studio, that's my thing.
Look, I mean, it sounds delicious.
It is.
I wish I could say I start every workday with a shot of something, but I do not.
Listen, the studio has basically been my social life aside from anything else. So
yeah.
I make the most of it while I'm there. But no, you know, and kind of, yeah, so it's been great having people around me that really kind of get me and get that I want to kind of spread my wings a little bit and try different sounds and different things. And so, yeah, so it's just been very organic, to be totally honest.
And so how does it feel then to have it kind of going out into the world?
So that I really struggled with that because I've been recording since, like, you know, fully focused recording since about 2018. And the writing process, the recording, you know, when I have that music and it's kind of like my secret, that's my favorite part of the whole process. It's scary then because, you know, it's music I love, but I never know, you know, I never want to let anybody down or, you know, people that loved the older music. I never, you know, I'm scared that, you know, God, what if they don't like this? So, yeah, this is scary in that way. But honestly, I'm just at a point now, probably just with age as well. You know, I stand behind what I do and can't please everybody. And I love it and it reflects me. So so now I'm feeling really good. And honestly, the response has been so supportive and so overwhelming that I'm honestly feeling great about everything. So,
well, I think that's definitely something that you learn as you get older, that as long as you can stand behind whatever it is that you do in your work or whatever it is that you produce, or, you know, it can even be the way that you raise your children or whatever, as long as you feel good about it, it kind of doesn't even matter if someone comes with criticism, because you can say, no, I've thought this through and I feel very confident that this is true to me and this is what I really want it to be. And people can't really tear it down then, I don't think, as long as you believe in it.
100%. You're dead right. This applies to everything in life, you know? And somebody will always have something to say. Somebody will always, you know, do something a different way or, you know, have an opinion. But yeah, you're right. You know, I stand behind this. This is me. So, you know, that's just what it is.
And so you mentioned earlier that going to the studio has kind of been your social life. I presume, like, is that in the context of COVID or in the context of just being a mom?
Just in the context of being a mom.
Yeah.
If I'm being totally honest, you know. And just life, you know, everything else. And I'm, you know, slightly joking even when I say that. But that's kind of been my, I suppose, I don't know, and you'll get this. You know, kind of as a parent, you always have to consider your kids.
Yeah.
You know, in every choice that you make. So kind of for those studio days, that was kind of my creative outlet to really just focus on, very selfishly, my creative outlet and myself, you know, and as an artist, what I wanted to do. So I think that's kind of, that's even more what I mean by that.
Yeah.
And just kind of having that time to just get back to myself.
But all
know?
That stuff is so
and
important.
Then scramble home to get her to bed.
Yeah. But that stuff is so important, I think, even to be a successful parent. You know, you have to feel fulfilled yourself, because if you're not happy, you know, or you feel unfulfilled, or like there's a bit of you that maybe you're not exercising or that you're missing, that kind of filters down, I think, eventually. So I think it's really super that you've gotten to do this.
I completely agree. You know, you have to remember that you're a whole person and a full person before you have kids, you know, and the more whole you are, the better a parent you can be, and just a better, I suppose, version of yourself anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it has. It's been important.
So tell me, because I'm going to play the song now. So tell me about the song.
So this was a really fun one for me specifically. It's actually very different to a lot of the other material that I've been recording. I really just wanted something a little bit fun, not traditional, you know, in terms of songwriting, and the layout is slightly different. I just wanted just a banger, if I'm being totally honest, just something that, I, you know, just really lighthearted, sexy, cool, fun. And honestly, it was inspired from, I was in a car. I just finished a show in Sacramento and I was in an Uber with my dancers. And one of the guys was on a FaceTime to somebody he was talking to at the time. And he literally was just like, oh, you're so cool. Like, you make me cool. And I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard just to say to somebody. We'd had a few drinks at that point. And I just, it always stuck with me. And I was like, that's just such a random line. And honestly, it really inspired the song.
Well, I think it is fantastic. I'm so happy to be playing it. And I'm also even happier that there's more to come.
There is.
Lots more?
Lots more, most definitely. I have a few things up my sleeve, but definitely more coming in 2021, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Samantha Mumba, the legend, the icon. So happy to have new stuff from you, and I hope you have a super day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.